ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
What up, H-Town? On an F-Yeah Friday, that's F-Yeah Friday, we've got everything going on. We got conference championships in football. We've got Rockets and the Golden State Warriors at the Big Sequoia tonight. We've got lots to get to, lots to talk about. But as we always like to do in the opening segment, Travis Johnson, by the way, to my left, my main man, sidekicking, and my man, Quick Nick, behind the glass, all dappered up because he's going to represent as he carries on from here to the Sequoia. And we've got a special guest who is a friend of the show, who definitely has a seat in the living room, who, as I've highlighted and documented over and over again, is a man that has the unique and innate ability to run both ends of the spectrum and to run the gamut within a five-minute grace period. He can say some of the most prolific things known to mankind, as Dr. Dre on 290 knows, and then, without the blink of an eye or the bat of an eyelash, within a five-minute grace period, can cancel it out completely with something else. But we love him. And our man, so it's our man Trey. He's at Juggalo Trey, if you follow him on Twitter, and if you don't, you should.
That's correct.
And Trey, I didn't tell you to speak yet, but that's fine.
My apologies.
Welcome to the show, my man.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
So we're a little bit perplexed, puzzled, and as we like to do things the right way and do the right thing. You were not treated well today because when you walked in, I noticed that you seemed a bit, and I don't want to say it as it's not any slam to you, but you just weren't yourself. You were a little frazzled. And after some prodding to try and get it out of you, you told us that you had a really bad experience trying to get some food before you got to the station. And Travis and I definitely said this was worthy of something we need to cover on the air. So without further ado, I'd like you to let the listeners in on the negative experience you had trying to get some food today.
Yeah. So I pulled up at Whataburger, right? And it's just a normal day. Sun shining, you know,
yeah,
everything's
good day
all
for
good. Yep. Yeah, yep. 73 degrees. And I pull up and there's a line. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So I'm waiting at the menu and I'm there for about 30 seconds. And the lady says, we'll be with you within 1 second. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I'm waiting. 30 more seconds pass. And I'm like, hello? And she's like, listen, we see you're there.
How's she say it, though? That's not
yeah,
how
you
she
gotta
said
say it.
It
like you told
she,
us.
She was like, listen, we see you're there. We have a lot of people. All right? Give us a second. I was like, okay, I just said hello, but all right. So I'm sitting there. I'm waiting. And she's like, okay, what you want? I'm like, I'll take a honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich with a Dr. Pepper. And I'm very kind to her. I'm not like yelling at her or anything.
Right.
I was very cordial, very respectful of her business.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there and I go up to the line and they have that attendant, right, who has the iPad and he's taking your card and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, man, I'm holding this line together, bruh. We got a lot of cars here today, but I'm holding this line together, bro. And I'm like, yeah, that's good. You're doing a great job. He's like, all right. And then he runs in, he takes my card, and I'm like, thanks, and he just runs off. I'm like, okay.
Wait a minute, with your card?
No, he didn't take my card.
Oh, okay.
No, he just, I don't know, I'd give the service over there a 5 out of 10. I've been there a few times, they didn't have Dr. Pepper, but that's okay. I don't want to slam anybody.
Oh, we already did.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
But I don't want to give the exact location of this Whataburger. But if you're coming off Chimney Rock, don't go to that Whataburger down the street.
All right. And you know how we do things around here, Trey, because we want the right thing done. So here's what we're going to do. When you go back, and by the way, if you guys just want to have a great day, you just need to call in the show, 713-780-ESPN. Trey's going to be on the phones, right?
That's correct. I'm taking your phone calls.
That's right. So you can also check in with a quality human being as Trey will take the calls, and you can talk to Trey directly.
Trey's my quiet as kept. You're my favorite.
Thank you.
But Trey's my really favorite in the building.
What do you mean, really favorite?
He's my really favorite. Because yeah. Trey gives me, like, super laughs. Like, Trey, if you, I swear, his swag
so
is
now
like,
am I going to be offended by that?
Huh?
I'm offended by that now because I'm your favorite, but he's your really favorite
now.
He's
my really
favorite. Quiet is kept, which is not so quiet.
Hey, because let me tell you, Trey comes in today. Hey, show. I'm on Twitter Live.
You want me to walk through the door?
No, don't walk through the door. Just show me your Supersonics hat.
Oh yeah.
So he has his old school Supersonics hat, and Trey comes in and he like swoops his hair to the side. And he's just like, it was just so cool.
But you could tell something was not Trey-like.
You could, because I'm like, hey, Trey, what's up, brother?
So here's what we're going to do, because we like to right the ship, and we right the wrongs. So when Trey goes back to the desk, when he starts getting ready to take calls from you guys, Trey's going to tweet me and Travis a synopsis of what happened, and we're gonna put it to @Whataburger. If they know what's good for them, they're going to take care of my man, Trey,
no question.
And do the right thing.
Yeah, and I am a very, very, very loyal customer of Whataburger, as you could see me walking through. So
don't degrade yourself. Like
yeah,
that.
But I don't know. I was just taken aback by it because all I said was hello, and she just went stir crazy on me. Like
I think you now realize that your opening line to a chick cannot be hello, because it has a very negative effect on certain people.
Why couldn't his opening line to a chick be
because
hello?
Because all he said was hello at the menu, and look what it got him. Hard time.
But you think about Lionel Richie.
And not a hard time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're right. But Lionel Richie said hello.
I don't have the pipes that Lionel Richie has, so I can't
really. Point. Well, do you know the song?
Yeah, I know the song.
How's the song go,
hello,
Trey?
Is it me you're looking for? That one?
There you go.
Definitely that would
be the one.
That's the one, Trey.
Well, we could see it in your eyes, and we knew that something was wrong today.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and right the wrong for Trey. And like I said, the other thing is you got to follow Trey on Twitter, because he's a great follow, unless you're Dr. Dre, because then he could be toe-to-toe with you for several rounds of back-and-forth verbalized warfare. But he's a great kid. And now that his Dallas Cowboys have been eliminated, he's got more time on his hands. So we want more people to follow him, because, Trey, tell everybody, your dream scenario for a job would be a radio show in which what happens?
Well, I want to have – well, now I'm blowing my cover. Now everybody's going to know my format. But the dream scenario for me is to have a radio show where people call in and I give them talking points and I kind of give my opinions, but they disagree with me and just call in and yell at me.
That's kind of not the way you summed it up. With
yeah,
us,
I didn't really expect
you want
to be
people to give you crap.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to go toe to toe verbally.
Yeah, well, sort of, kind of. I just more or less them calling in and yelling at me is great. Like if y'all could call in today and just yell at me and say whatever any derogatory term today, that'd be great.
Now, do you want the prerequisite that once they do that you are allowed to lash out back at them?
Correct.
There you go. So you got to take what you deserve after you give Trey what you feel like he needs to hear. So Trey's going to be here on the phones, and we appreciate him joining us in the first segment. It's Joel, Travis, and Nick till 4 o'clock. 713-780-ESPN gets you directly to Trey, where you can have interaction with Carrot Top before he sends the call through to us. And also, you can figure it all out on Twitter, and it's at Pac-Man Joel with a K. That's me, at No Hit Nick behind the glass. And of course, before there was a JJ, there was a Trap J, the man who made 99 famous, and a Houston Texans uniform, Travis Johnson, right here to my left, at Trap J 99. We're here till 4 o'clock, ESPN 97.5.
Thank you for having me.
Is it me you're looking for?
ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, it's an FEF Friday, and it can't get any better than that. What a way to start our Friday with still more stories from Trey. I think that's something that's going to have to be a regular appearance on this show.
No question. I think on FEF Fridays, I really believe Trey should leave. Trey should do at least 30 minutes, man. At least maybe 15 to start him out with. We got to get him.
Well, that was one full segment, and that was vintage. But I think more people than not are reaching out and saying, now Ben said that you should call the 1-800 number that's on the window, because they act very promptly. So if anybody that's near a Whataburger can give us that 1-800 number via Twitter, we can get it to Trey, because we'll do that as well. We're going to send a tweet as well, because we want action and we want it now, because our man Trey is way too good of a person to have to deal with service like that, especially when all he said was hello. That can't be acceptable behavior. And he just sang Lionel Richie for us. So there's a lot of positives that should not be erased by one big negative with orange and white awnings, if you know what I mean. I think part of this should be that they need to sponsor our show for like 6 months, too. But
they should.
Yeah, right?
They should.
All right, so we've got a mission. And here's the other thing, guys, before we get into some deep down sports talk, because we keep it, you know, fairly rerun the gamut of entertainment sports, and we also like to share life experiences. But today I'm in the Starbucks line, and the lady in front of me ordered a drink that I had never heard before, and I literally chuckled out loud.
Did you?
I did.
What did she order?
And I go to the same Starbucks every day because it's inside the Randalls by our house, and so I know the people at Starbucks anyway. And I'm sitting there, and the lady says, and she says it rather like emphatically, but she walks up and like, "Ma'am, can I get your drink started?" And she like, she's a shorter lady. She just stares at her. And she goes, "I want 4 pumps and 2 shots." And she's like, "Excuse me?" And she goes, "I want 4 pumps and 2 shots." And I was like, and she kind of looks over her shoulder at me, but then she goes on to the receiving line, and my girl, who's the manager, says to me like, "You were laughing," and I go, "Sounds like her sex life. I mean, 4 pumps and 2 shots."
Yeah, exactly.
And she started. So then she starts laughing. So then the lady's really upset, like, you know, like she's missing out on something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "What the hell is that?" And she's like, "A lot of people, because the drink, when it actually has milk of some kind in it and other things, it's more expensive. So essentially, it's like a white mocha or something like that. But all it is ice, and then 4 pumps of whatever syrup it is, and 2 shots, and then they take it over.
So 2 shots, two espresso shots.
Yeah, and then they take it over to the condiment bar with the equals
with
and the sugars,
and the sugars,
and they
the
load
milk.
It up with the milk, and so they essentially are making the same drink, but they're saving a couple bucks. So it gets better because then she goes, 4 pumps and 2 shots, and the lady goes, "No," and like, not under the radar, quiet whispering, kind of, you know, as quiet as kept. Just, "Hey, I'm sorry. That's
2 shots, 4 pumps.
She walks up and she goes, "No, I need 2 pumps and 4 shots. And I'm like, "Now you're talking about someone's going to take your ass out because you don't know how to talk to a manager at
exactly.
a Starbucks." But I'm sitting there and I texted Lisa on the way home. I go, "Who knew that literally it sounds like someone's sex life? You could go to Starbucks and get 4 pumps and 2 shots.
But here's my question. If you're worried about saving $2 at Starbucks,
right.
Why not drink something you make at the
house,
or go to McDonald's?
Yeah, or Dunkin' Donuts, right?
And get the same coffee for cheaper. Like, why you force these? So you just that much of a brand? I can't say the H word on here.
Which one? Don't try it.
Like, when you play in horse, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you get the first 3 letters.
I'm lost on that. But
when you're shooting a game of horse,
yes,
you get the first 3 letters.
Yeah. Oh, you can say whore.
Okay, so you're so much of a brand whore that is like,
well, you can say that.
We
always call Raheel a whore.
Yeah,
a marketing whore, because he's always out there trying to get deals for himself.
Yeah, understandable. Hey, Raheel, I know he's listening.
Hey, he's down the hall. He's already come in here once.
Yeah.
And Nick, that one like takes the cake over your foo-foo drink that you get at Starbucks.
Well, see, my foo-foo drinks only happens during the Christmas time, as I said.
Oh, have they eliminated it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I really only drink, like, a lot of times when I get those drinks, it's only during, like, November, December. So I don't know if they, I think you still can get the drink, but they just don't call it the same.
Travis, do you know what he gets?
No, I don't.
Nick, would you like to tell Travis what you get?
A chestnut praline latte.
It's about 1,000 calories.
It's a Big Mac. It's a liquid Big Mac. But here's the thing. Nick, then, when they stop serving it at Starbucks, immediately starts picketing McDonald's to bring back the McRib, because he's that guy. He likes the periodic seasonal food and beverage.
Oh, you know what?
But I like the seasonal item.
The one thing, my wife loves Shamrock Shakes at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's another one that they used to bring back. They had the orange one, too, back in the day.
No, I don't remember.
The orange one was good.
But I know the Shamrock Shake, the McDonald's by our house still does Shamrock
still
Shake. Yeah, when it comes around St. Patrick's time.
Yeah.
And she loves it. She got to the point where my daughter.
See, I'm not the
like
sharpest tool in the shed, and I may be the tablespoon in the utensil drawer of life, but I could put together Shamrock Shakes around St. Patrick's Day.
Well, some people might not have. You know, we might have a couple listeners out there that might have been.
Yes or no? Trey knew it.
I don't.
Trey figured it out for Shamrock Shakes and St. Patrick's Day. Yes or no?
No.
Yeah, I'm with you. See, that's what I'm saying. That's the end of the spectrum.
Somebody call Trey in here so we can ask him if he knows what Shamrock Shake is.
And when they serve it. No. All right. DJ Holly. I can't see the rest of it.
DJ Holly Grove.
Holly Grove?
Yeah.
All right, DJ Holly Grove. What's up, man?
He's on Twitter.
Sir, the blasphemy that's gone on against Starbucks is absolutely disgusting. How can you compare the greatness that Starbucks manufactures to that crap they serve at Dunkin' Donuts or even McDonald's, sir? I'm offended.
But you're speaking to me. You need to be talking to Big Trap.
Well, DJ Holly Grove.
A lot of genius. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to say like this. I'm just asking. I just threw it out there. I didn't say I wasn't a Starbucks whore. I enjoy Starbucks. I'm not saying I don't, but I enjoy the coffee I make in my house just a little bit better. But I'm just saying, if you out there concerned, when you pay...
Spike it. You know, you might spike yours, you know?
Exactly. But when you pay $7 for a coffee...
Well, Nick's not even paying $7 to have his chestnuts roasted on a praline fire.
But I'm just saying, if you can pay up to $7 for a coffee...
True.
And you are trying to say, well, I don't want to pay $7, right, but I'll pay $5. Like, why are you sitting... You penny-pinching it? Like, you might well not go there.
Yeah,
that was very cheap of her, I will admit. That was cheap. Should have went somewhere else. If you're trying to save a buck or two...
Starbucks ain't the place to go if you're trying to save a buck or two.
Okay, but DJ, did you know that there was such a thing as, aside from a Hammer song that was made on the pirated on the side, did you know that there was 4 pumps and 2 shots as a potential drink option?
You know, I did not know that, sir.
See, that's something I learned today, too.
I'm not a pump and shot guy. You know, I'm, you know, pretty straightforward. You know, I'm just getting my caramel, you know, get a little macchiato every now and then. You know, I'm straightforward.
Don't tell nobody else that.
Yeah.
Only shots I get if we're at the bar. You know, I don't need no shots in my coffee, man.
All right. Well, I mean, an Americano, which on a day like today, it is simply shots and water. That's as straightforward as it gets.
It's
yeah, you're right. After today, I'm probably going to need a few shots.
See, there you go. Shots and water after today. I'm with you.
Man, y'all have to take it easy. Love
all right, DJ, have a good day. See, that's the kind of calls we're talking about. Because on FEF Friday, we're just trying to have some fun, which starts with an F, by the way. But by the way, Craig brings up a good point, Nick. Craig, who just started following me, thank you, Craig, mentioned, did Travis just call it the H word when the word whore starts with a W?
Yeah, I knew that, but I was
trying to figure out how
to say it without,
saying the word.
Okay,
but I can see why listeners kind of interpreted it that way. But yeah,
Jesus, everybody wants to be a freaking a English major today. Like,
I get it all the time, you know, man. I wish Lisa was listening, because there's a word that I say that one of the listeners that tweets me feels the need to correct
me. I don't even
want
to say it because I don't even
know what it is?
Yeah. Is it supposedly or supposedly?
I say supposedly sometimes, and it's supposedly.
Supposedly.
And someone who says they're a big fan of the show but has to correct me every time. And I'm just like, and every time Lisa hears it at home, she goes, oh. And I'm like, seriously, that's going just a little too far. But hey, that's the way it goes around here. All right. So we've had some fun in the first couple segments. We still got plenty to talk about on an FEF Friday. We've got Rockets Warriors tonight. Nick's going to the game. So we can talk about that. It's a rematch of sorts because the Rockets got a double overtime victory in the Bay Area against Golden State earlier this year on national TV. And all not so coincidentally, this one's on national TV now, too. So it's a big tight ball game. We've got conference championships in the NFL coming up on Sunday. Not that anybody in this studio is going to be worried about it, concerned, or tuned in. So we can talk about that. And we've got a whole lot more. So we want you to be a part of the show. 713-780-ESPN, where you can text us and Nick checks the text messages. Or you can call us and we'll drive you into the show just like DJ did. We can get you right into the show via the phone lines. And, of course, we are available on Twitter. We are ESPN97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Hey, Hollywood, come.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Trapp, and Nick till 4. We've already had a stellar show, and we haven't even talked sports yet. Thanks to Trey and some other stories that we put on the table. And again, people are being very critical of the H word whore for you.
Dude.
Which,
everybody knows whore starts with a W.
Here's the other thing. On the contrary, Marco comes in and he's an English major and says Travis actually practiced proper dictionary for those who have a hard time spelling the word. #boom, and he puts Hwore, Hwhore, but then with the proper hyphenation or however we do that, it's H-O-R.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then he gives the definitions, which we don't need to give on air. But, and Craig said just messing with you, Trap J. So at least, and he sent that to you, which was great.
Well, it's about time, because everybody always wanted
to. Just send it right to me, because I don't blame them. They don't want to. Like,
oh, we don't need them problems, you know.
So here's, and again, to define my point on my man Trey, who can come and bring it and get into a back and forth and hold his own. But I told you, within 5 minutes of having some just stellar, stellar offerings, he can backpedal and can have some things go to completely erase all the good. So you heard what I said. I asked him to summarize it on Twitter, include Whataburger, so that we can try and get action taken and help Trey. Do you know what he tweeted?
What?
At you, at me, at Barry is funny, and at Whataburger. I don't know why Nick's not in there. This is what he put. And you have 140 characters. I was treated badly at your establishment. That's it. No details. Nothing else. So I had to step in and add a little verbiage to it. And we'll keep you posted on where we get to with this.
But then, hey, but here.
And Dr. Dre on 290, by the way, Nick, said at least your drink isn't a chin nut latte.
Hey.
I didn't see that.
Hey, oh, but, we love our peeps.
But hold on. Dr. Dre 290 goes, Trey, you remember how they got into it the other day?
Yes.
We go, Trey is too Siditty to follow back, right? And then Trey replies, what the hell does Siditty mean?
it's already started out to be one of those days. Man, I'm telling you, it sounds like we should be on someone else's station. Wow. We love our man Trey. We love Dr. Dre. We love all the people. And when we know you guys by name, that means you got a seat every day, which is phenomenal. But then
Nick brought up a point, too, not just that, when he said, I don't want to bring up any names, but if you're ever getting off on Chimney Rock, don't go to that one.
Yes.
He was like, I didn't want to give up the exact location, but yeah, it's on Chimney Rock.
And just the fact that he sang Lionel Richie. Thank you, Travis.
Hey, I could not try to get that one done.
Is it me you're looking for?
And that's actually, that's right. And that may be as deep as I've ever heard Trey's voice. Except for, Nick, you got to get the imitation of the people at the window, too. Because that was like, he got deep on those. I mean, and he tried to be at like as accurate as he could be with the imitation. Hey, those were pretty classic. So Trey has already become a fixture.
Yeah, and he did it on the fly, which was very impressive.
Yep. Yep. El Jefe tuned in to hear George Carl yesterday on the podcast. Man. And instead heard you. We know exactly how we feel. Did you ever get any responses from George Carl or his people?
I did not.
That's really cool.
So matter of fact, let's go on there. Here's what we're going to do. Does George Carl have a Twitter?
Do we want to go down this
road?
We'll
dig it up.
Yeah, of course. So what we're going to do is, for all of our faithful listeners out there, y'all go over there, y'all tweet George Carl, talk a gang of mess to him by flaking on us yesterday, and then if he doesn't reply within the first 10 minutes of all of you guys sending him the messages, then make sure you keep reporting his tweets as spam. Let's see if we get George Carl's whole Twitter account shut down.
Mission Travis Johnson. We've got lots of fun and games going on a Friday here at the station. And by the way, because Trey decided to step up to the plate because I was writing things for him. Oh. Trey has now submitted a tweet that says, I was waiting for my food at your Chimney Rock location, and I waited for approximately 60 seconds. I simply said hello and was promptly scolded by your employee. Okay, it's getting better. All right, so we got a lot of stuff to get to today. First and foremost, before we get to my theme music and the Rockets playing at the Big Sequoia tonight against the Golden State Warriors, let's talk about this. This one, to me, could be a bigger travesty than people are making it out to be, and maybe it'll build and get more steam. I know there's some angry fans of this player out there now that are like completely going crazy at people. So there was a three-way tie with this new balloting system in the Western Conference for All-Star starters last night. There was a two-way tie in the East. So their new way of doing this, since the ballots are compiled by writers, players, and then by the fans. And if there's a tie based on the point system that they've concocted based on all the votes that are coming in, the tiebreaker is then the fan vote. So there was a three-way tie in the West between James Harden, Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook. To me, it's a no-brainer. The two guys that should be starting are Russell Westbrook and James Harden.
No question.
To the league, because of their tiebreaker, the two players that are starting are James Harden and Steph Curry. Westbrook, out. Not starting. We know it's a two-man race for the MVP. How in the world are you keeping Russell Westbrook out of the starting lineup?
It's insane.
What's that?
That's insane.
Very.
And in the East, it was DeMar DeRozan tying with, I have to look it up, but someone that was very much more deserving. Oh, it was Isaiah Thomas, who's having a phenomenal year for the Celtics. And because of the same systematic process, DeMar DeRozan's starting and Isaiah Thomas is not. So, again, the whole like all-star and balloting thing is, yeah, you sure do more than most, is all jacked up.
I felt like the moment we started talking about him being potentially being the MVP and all the triple-doubles that Russell was getting, mm-hmm. that he was just automatically going to become the starter at the all-star game. I just thought it was assumed. You know what I mean? So I didn't think any of it. I didn't, but maybe nobody expected Harden to have the career that he had.
I
did, but, yeah.
But now I heard the rebuttal from it. He's burping and stuff.
I burped.
Feeling all right there, buddy?
It's a little indigestion.
It's a Friday. Oh, by the way, speaking of FEF Fridays, Frenchies, shout out to Frenchies.
Fantastic.
Frenchies, great people, thinking about being friends of the show, decided to cater lunch for the entire office, compliments of me.
Of course.
In the process, we want to give shout outs to several people. My buddy Baron with Gordon Food Service is the one that kind of got the whole thing rolling. Baron Jacobson's a great dude. By the way, his son, who's named Ransom, because that's how Baron was able to muster up enough confidence to have sex with his wife to have the child. He held a bank up for ransom money so that he could look like a big high roller with his wife, and then had a son who's one hell of a high school golfer, too.
Mm-hmm.
So Baron Jacobson lined that up. And then the man that was responsible for doing all the dirty work, Andy Pollan from Frenchies, who has five different Frenchies around this area,
yeah,
came in and delivered all the food, served it all up, did it all for everybody here at the office. So we want to shout out to those guys on an FEF Friday. You guys did it right. Thank you so much, because it was good stuff.
The original Frenchie's owner is one of my neighbors.
Okay.
He's a great dude. Great food.
So it looks like the owners are good people.
Yeah, no, they're great people. I mean, great people, great food. I just missed the one that Aaron Glenn used to have across the street from the stadium. That used to be the one that used to get the most traction.
Hit that up on the way in?
All the time.
And then you didn't hit up a John on the way out?
Okay. Well, you know what? I did. I mean, Nick enjoyed it. I left him a big, fat breasts.
You did.
You know what I'm saying? So he was able to
tasted
have.
Tasted fantastic.
I know how you like eating on them breasts.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? I'm sure you do, too.
No, I like my meat like I like my women. Dog! I had me a thigh.
I'm going to leave that one where it lies. So we started off the day right even with lunch, so that was cool, too. And by the way, there's a kumbaya going on right now as opposed to last Friday when it was 15 rounds of a heavyweight matchup between Dr. Dre and Trey.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's a love fest going on. They're following each other. They got each other's back. So see, that it's, as we keep telling people, it's not real life. It's just sports, and as part of it, we have dialogue and we have discussions. And at the end of the day, a discussion last Friday turned into a Twitter friendship today. So it's good stuff. So Westbrook, not a starter. Your thoughts, Travis?
Well, I mean, the guy's about to average, if he's on pace to average a triple-double for the season. Hasn't been done since Oscar Robertson. What year was that? Was that
61, 62?
Yep. The fact, I think this right here is a blaring result that you have to change the fan vote. You have to figure out a way to change it because
and they thought they were getting it right by not letting the fans vote 100% like in years past by doing it this way. Now you got ties, which are unheard of otherwise. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, and to be fair, which is also not fair to Russell Westbrook, but when they looked at the fan vote for just total votes, James Harden was 200,000 votes ahead of Westbrook.
Because James Harden also lives in Houston.
And which is, Curry had more votes than both of them.
Yeah.
Which is shocking, too.
I mean,
but if you just base it on the performance of this year, Curry should be third.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, but you got to think. And where was LeBron on that list?
I'd have to look it up. That's on the other side. That's Eastern Conference. But,
yeah.
I mean, he's in.
LeBron
was top vote getter of anybody, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a popularity contest. End of the day, it's always going to be a popularity contest.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure because even when you include the player vote and the writer's vote, they're all going to put LeBron on that list.
Yeah, they are. And here's the thing with the player vote and the writer votes. It's just like the Pro Bowl. When we voted for Pro Bowl, like, and we always vote big names that we remember.
Because you get it in the locker room, right?
We get it. Yeah, no, we get it. We had to go to meeting rooms. At the end of a long day of practice, they send out, they give us these Pro Bowl ballots and like, hey, we got to vote on them collectively. All right, D-line, who's the best offensive line you guys like? And half the time, everybody's rushing, so they just be like, they'll throw Joe Thomas out there. They throw this guy out there. Throw that guy out there. And before you know it, it might be one guy that everybody's not agreeing on, but you say, you know what? Let's throw him out there, and if he gets in,
So basically what you're saying is my man Joe Thomas is going to get to the Hall of Fame because of were in a hurry?
No, but Joe Thomas is a good player. No,
right.
He deserved his. Okay. There's a few guys that didn't. I mean, it was one year where I think Kevin Mawai went to a Pro Bowl when he'd only played in like 3 games. You know what I mean? Like, he was banged up all season, but he went to Pro Bowl.
To blame but you. Were in a hurry to get to the Frenchies across from the stadium.
Dang right.
And didn't put enough time and effort into your vote.
It might not even be Kevin Wise. It's one of them other guys. But, not Kevin. It was Richard Seymour. Yeah.
Dick.
Yeah, so.
Don't be a dick. Be Richard Seymour.
Dick Seymour.
Or don't be a Richard either. All right, so we've got plenty to show to roll through. We're going to get to the Rockets and the Warriors. We're going to get to Ravens linebacker Zach Orr, who was the leading tackler on the Baltimore Ravens. He's done. We'll talk to you about that. We'll talk to you about a whole lot more. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
So we've been talking about the fact that we've been building this show from day one, and we continue to get people to jump on the bandwagon, and there's a lot of great people, Chris Davis, El Jefe, Drayon 290, I can go on and on and on, that have made this show better and better. But Nick, along the way, we also made sure we notate people are listening.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. A lot of people are stealing stuff. A lot of people are using stuff on their own. Some people just get their panties in a wad and get all upset because I'm honest. But at the same time, at the end of the day, isn't it achieving the same result that we've always wanted, which is we just want as many people as possible to tune in and listen to the show?
Yeah. I mean, you could chime in, the good, the bad, give some criticism. We'll take it all.
Did you just call someone at the Sequoia ugly?
Uh-oh.
Maybe.
Oh, no, you just said good and bad. Okay.
The good, the bad.
Yeah.
So what happened to the Sequoia?
I don't know if we want to get into this on the air, but it's safe to say that people are deeply concerned about anything that comes out of my mouth when we are on the air.
I mean,
when it refers to the local five, shall we say?
The local five.
Uh-huh.
Starting five?
Well, you know, it's just like, you know, when we say the big league nine, we know we're talking about the Astros.
I forgot you referred to them as the Sequoia, actually, but...
You said what?
I forgot you referred to them as the Sequoia sometimes.
Well, I call the building the big Sequoia.
Yeah.
Right. Thus, because a Sequoia is made by the company that put their name on the building.
Right, right.
And the parking garage.
So, what happened?
I know you're not putting me on the spot right now.
Yeah, you're not doing this. And Nick doesn't deserve to even be in the middle of this. The bottom line is that people are listening to this show. And the fact is that if I don't say things in a way in which they feel they want it said, they're not happy. So then I get name called and I get basically scolded.
You got name called, man?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Richard Petty is not just a stock car driver of the past, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I took offense to, obviously, I know it's just shocking to you guys, but I took offense to some things, and I also then defended myself, and that caused a whole hullabaloo, too. So the bottom line is that we have said since day one that we're going to do this show on a local basis like a national show. We're going to talk about the local teams, and we're going to talk about them in depth. But one thing we're always going to be is honest, because honesty is the best policy. That's the way I was raised. And also because we're not going to blow smoke up your ass and give you sunshines and rainbows if it's going to be a thunderstorm and hail in the forecast, right?
Yep.
So most people, especially the people that are our loyal followers and listeners, those people are cool with that and actually appreciate that. But there are people that we are now aware of that we have to handle with kid gloves because they're not quite as amicable to our philosophies when it comes to doing this radio show.
At all.
Right. So with that said, I give you tonight's big matchup at the Big Sequoia between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets.
Tough matchup.
Big matchup, right?
Huge.
Now, is that with an H? We talked about the fact that the Rockets won in double overtime on national TV in the Bay Area earlier this year in a great game against the Golden State Warriors, in which it helped to build momentum so that they can could construct such a phenomenal regular season record as they hold right now at 32-12. It is just a stunningly, unbelievably fantastic accomplishment that the Rockets are 32-12 in the three spot in the West right now. And I could not be happier for them, and I could not sing their praises more as I've done all year. But at the same time, you know now in the fact that we highlighted these next three games on the schedule, and the Rockets won the first of those against the team with the most points in the paint in the league, Milwaukee, but can't put it in the ocean from the beach. They are now going to face two teams that they have struggled with in the past that come in with a lot of firepower. We all know what Golden State brings to the table and the fact that they feel like they owe the Rockets one. And they're basically going to come in rested, and they're going to want to make a statement. And you got to know if hopefully you get Ryan Anderson back. Hopefully Eric Gordon isn't hop along again and he's running around better. Because, by the way, Nick, did you see that the other night? The one thing that I've never seen, and it's obviously been a short sample size with him being on the Rockets, Eric Gordon airballed a corner three the other night. When I saw that, I thought, he's not right.
And I think a lot of people said that on Twitter, too.
Is that right?
Because when he threw it up, I guess he kind of looked like he wasn't – I guess he didn't look like himself when he released the ball, but I didn't really see it. But when we asked Mike D'Antoni about it, he was like, yeah, he's good. He didn't even hesitate. So I don't know if he's pushing himself too hard or they're not aware. I mean, they have a good training staff over there. I think they can smooth it out.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. Hopefully it'll be all hands on deck, cuz the one thing you hate is like you get fired up for a matchup like the big game between the Cavs and the Warriors the other night, and then it's a complete disappointment. But at the same time, you want both teams at 100% strength, cuz it's another barometer for the Rockets, because you want to know where you are and how far you got to go to get to be where they are, which is a top 3 team in this league. And according to Las Vegas, the number one ranked team to win the championship at the end of the season. So there's a big barometer. And then this weekend, you got a Memphis Grizzlies team that has been your kryptonite. No matter what you got going, and even when you got a big lead, they're going to grind and grind and grind until they grind out a victory, coming from major double digits down to beat you. And they're going to punk you in the process. Marc Gasol, Pat Beverly got into it in Memphis. And they're going to bump you. They're going to hit you. They're going to give you a little Tony Allen. And along the way, if you have a problem with it, try and bring it, because they feel like they're the bullies of the NBA. Bully ball has proven to be effective against this team because, as we said, defense sometimes can be an issue, and low post defense and or offense can be an issue against a team that has Marc Gasol, Zach Randolph, and others. So these are two big games for this team starting tonight at home. And I'm going to say this too, and I know it'll ruffle feathers, and again, I don't care. But if you are a fan of this team and you are in this city, and you love NBA basketball, get your ass to Toyota Center early, cheer loud, stay late, and make sure you support this team. Because again, against Milwaukee the other night, it was the number one Halloween costume on a non-Halloween night at the Big Sequoia. Everyone was dressed up as an empty seat.
Yeah.
And I saw nothing but red chairs throughout the lower bowl and anywhere the camera would go. And I'm thinking, this is a home game. Milwaukee's an up-and-coming team. The Greek Freak is a stud.
It's your fault.
Mine?
Yeah.
Me personally?
You should have told them to get in their seats early.
I don't work for them. I don't work for them. And that's another point that needs to be made.
But they'll
more
definitely
often
need it against Memphis, because Memphis is a team that they struggle against.
They're going to need it tonight.
Yep, for sure.
And the crowd better get into it, because it's going to be – I mean, don't come as fickle fair-weather fans. You know what I mean? Like, they better come to bring it, because otherwise Steph Curry might shoot the lights out today.
He's capable, but here's the thing, and this is, again, this goes back to the conversation we had last segment about MVPs. The guy that everybody's sleeping on right now, and we still got a half a season to go, is the guy that who has been in the discussion for years and has put up ridiculous numbers. If it's possible, and it is based on the numbers, he is a more efficient scorer, shooting a higher percentage than he ever has in his career. And he's joined a team that they already had superstars. Kevin Durant is playing his ass off.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Yeah.
Taking less shots, scoring more points, and doing more to get his teammates involved, playing less minutes. Yeah. That is ridiculous.
It's a definition of a pro. When you know you're going to go somewhere where a lot of balls got to be passed around, not no pun intended, you know what I mean? But just to know the situation and to say, I'm going to come here, I'm going to be unselfish, and I'm going to get stuff done. I mean, really, when you think about them, they have what you can call the big four. Or really, you call it their major lineup, the big four, and they do great work together, and it seems like they truly enjoy each other.
It's the same reason why I said that they should be promoting Eric Gordon for the All-Star team and things like that, because of what you just said. They are known as the big four in the starting lineup: Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant. But because of their success and because they're doing it as a team, guess who was in the running for one of the big man's starting spots in the Western Conference?
Eric Gordon.
Zsa Pachulia.
Yeah.
So that tells you, when you market them as a team and you talk about and basically emphasize how they're winning as a team, that is exactly the reason why you're going to get more recognition for your team. It's not just James Harden winning these games.
And what we should be doing here. Yeah, I mean,
I said all along Eric Gordon should make that All-Star team. Yeah, everybody's, well, he'll be in the three-point contest. I don't give a damn. Bottom line is, dude has played well
enough to make that team.
And he still has a chance because they're going to pick the reserves with the coaching staff, and I hope to God that they consider him hard and fast to try and put him on that team. But with all the guys that are on the Western Conference, he's got no shot.
Is that another drink at Starbucks?
It could be, or the starting shooting guard for the Rockets, or point guard now with Mike D'Antoni.
Okay.
Hard and fast. That's the style of play they play. Hard and fast. How about that? Or it's Nick's sex life on a Saturday night.
I hate you.
Oh, see?
He said he hates you.
You know, but Nick, you know what? You can always rectify that by getting four pumps and two shots, and you'll be
below the belt.
Well, if you get them below the belt, then it's possible that you won't be hard and fast anymore. You'll be in the grindhouse.
We got to go to break.
You'll be in the grindhouse with the Memphis Grizzlies. Wow, guys, that was a fun first hour. We got one in the books. We got two to go. We got plenty more show. We want to talk about what you want to talk about, so please join us, won't you? 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776, where you can text us or call us or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4 ESPN 97.5.